Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday, 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 baby. It is Monday madness around here. It really is Monday madness. I don't know what is going on. I am telling you, it is crazy around here. Yes, it is Monday Madness, broadcasting live from the Windy City. It is cloudy on today. It is about 78 degrees. It is October 24th, 2022, 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL. Got to give a shout-out to my team. Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, listen, listen. Please do business online at GumbaRum.com for all your rum libation needs. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. Listen, listen, listen. I got a very special guest on today. Independent artist, Nias Miller. Mr. Miller, Nias Miller. Listen, got some awesome information I'm going to share with you on Christopher Dotson. Author, Christopher Dotson. Listen. This music is really bad and spectacular. And who's going to be hearing this music? Who's going to be hearing this music? No, it is music madness on today. I got some super bad music on today by independent artist Mr. Miller, Nias Miller. Listen, let me tell you something up in here. Miller is a New York City-based singer, songwriter, and producer that likes to combine different genres into his art. His musical springs from loving different types of music, and he also he likes different styles that's unconventional. Yes, unconventional. He is looking to expand his catalog and its placement and unsafe in his, he says he wants to expand his catalog and his placement in unsafe in the ever-growing digital marketplace. And unsafe in the ever-growing digital marketplace. All right, that's really interesting. That's a little bit different. Now, listen, I love the music. I checked out his music earlier today. It is really saucy, super bad, super bad. I also have some information on for author Christopher Dotson. He's got a new book that's out, and I'm going to share some information with you. The book is on Amazon. I want to tell y'all about that as well. Also, before I get into the music, I got something else for you. I want you guys to check out a YouTube channel. I have a special, musical salute for this artist. And let me tell you something. He has a YouTube channel, and I want you guys to check it out. It's really, really phenomenal and spectacular. Now, listen, the name of this first song is Unplug. This is my favorite, Unplug. Take a listen to Unplug.
I'm in pain mentally, emotionally, by what I see in these streets. They look like me, still not free. 16, 19 till now, and I ask myself how. In my skin, tell me when. When can I feel real peace? Let stress leave so I can sleep. 16, 19 till now, don't you ask yourself how. Fall down all over me like summer rain. Fall on me, fall down all over me like summer rain. Melanin, rich brown skin, reveal where I've been. My story within, potential to win. Kings and queens live in me. I fight to be free, fight to be me. I'll never concede. Numb from the things that I see on my screen. Numb to propaganda, lies and dreams. Tired of the rhetoric, tired of the hate. Pressure every day. Agitated by my existence. You're annoyed by my persistence. You're afraid of my resistance. But time won't wait.
I love that song. You hear me up in here? I love that song. That is Unplugged by Nyas Miller. And you know something? When I was listening to the song Unplugged, I would even recommend. Now, I've never done this before. But I'm going to do this right now. I love that song so much, and I love his voice. I would recommend. I don't know if he's able to do this or even thought about doing such thing, but I would even say, you know, he should really try out for American Idol, right? He should try out for American Idol or America's Got Talent. He really should. And I'm going to tell you something. There's been a lot of guests. Well, I won't say a whole lot of guests, but there's been a few guests on this show. You know, I guess I can say their name. That has been on American Idol and America's Got Talent. And I'm telling you, Presley Penn was one of them. Her agent, I hope I'm free to release the information. Her agent told me not to say this, but this was a long time ago when I was dealing with her agent. And Presley Tennant, she was on the show. Her music was on the show. I'm telling you. I hope it's okay to drop Presley's name, but I just did. So, oh, there it is. So, listen, for Nyas Miller, listen, let me tell you something. I would really recommend that you try out for American Idol or America's Got Talent, because I love that song, and your voice is phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. You could really win. You really could win. I'm telling you, for real, on the real. I had somebody else that was on this show that was on American, oh, God, my gosh, it escapes me off the top of my head, but I'm telling you, you could really do that. You could really do it. I would recommend it. I got some more music by Nias Miller. There is someone else that's doing the lead, but that's coming up later. It's called Dark Trap, Dark Trap. The name of the song is Dark Trap. I'm going to play that for you in just a moment. Now, listen, I got some information for you. Author Christopher Lee Dotson. Let me tell you a little bit about him. He was born in Birmingham, Alabama, United States of America in 1969. So Christopher has been happily married for 32 years. His wife, her name is Patricia. They met at a Bon Jovi concert on Valentine's Day. How romantic is that? How romantic is that? Bon Jovi, they met at a Bon Jovi concert on Valentine's Day. Oh, my God. So now they have four children and one grandchildren and another grandchild on the way. Both of them love watching Alabama college football and watching reality TV. So Christopher has been writing for many years and finally got the courage to put one of his books out there, Magic in a Tub. He thought that up around 2007. He saw images on the inside of a tub after pulling up the bathtub mat. How interesting is that? Always look into the clouds and see the beautiful things you can see. So listen, the name of the book, once again, is Magic in a Tub. I like the title, Magic in a Tub. That's really nice. Magic in a Tub, and this can be found on Amazon, Magic in a Tub. So I'm going to be talking about his book, Magic in a Tub. It's over on Amazon. I want you guys to check it out. And so listen. He sold some books on today. Listen, I'm going to be telling you guys about Christopher. You know what? And also, I want to point this out. It doesn't matter when you write something. Creativity is always good. It doesn't change. Listen, you could write something in 2007. I told my story about how I wrote a song way back in 2012, right? The flavor doesn't change. Whatever you put in the recipe, so listen to this. It's just like this. It's just like when you make a cake or a sweet potato pie or a pumpkin pie. If it's good, right, if you put all the ingredients in and you make it and it tastes real good, it's still going to be good tomorrow. So listen, it doesn't change. The flavor does not change. If you wrote a song back in 2012 or 2010 and it was a good song then, it's still going to be a good song right now. So listen, so Christopher, what I want to say to Christopher, even though he thought this up around 2007, it's still excellent. It's still great. It's still going to sell, right? As long as you push and promote it. Now listen, the one thing I didn't do with my song back in 2012, I didn't push it, didn't do nothing. It just kind of collected dust because I'm the kind of person, I push everybody else ahead of me, right? I support everybody else. I was so busy working with different artists, right? And so now I was like, well, let me just do one promotion. Y'all know what happened. 3,000, almost 4,000, like 3,800 listeners. Do you hear me what I'm saying behind one promotion? I said, well, let me do one promotion. So listen, and that's within 2.5 weeks. This is happening within 2.5 weeks, my great people. 3,800 listeners. That's a lot just for 2 weeks. So listen. Let me tell you something. And I'm saying that to encourage Christopher. I want to encourage Christopher to keep moving, keep promoting your book, Magic in a Tub. It just gives me tingles. Magic in a Tub. You know what? Magic really can't happen in a tub because, listen, magic happens in bathtubs and showers all the time because when you step in that bathtub, and when you step in that shower, you go in one way, right? And you're coming out a whole different way. It's just like washing clothes. Everything you put in the tub in the wash machine is what? It's not clean. It's soiled. So some magic is going to happen. You're going to get all cleaned up, right? And when you get out, you're looking a whole different way. You're all clean and sparkly. So listen, Magic in a Tub. Now listen, I have not read the book, you great people, but I want you to check it out on Amazon. Great. Let me tell you something. Great imagery. He has some great imagery in the book. It is phenomenal. He has a lot of great pictures. I love the color. It is phenomenal. It is fantastic. That is by author Christopher Dotson. And I got some music that's coming up. And now listen, I want you guys to remember to visit YouTube. Lee Boy Budget. He has a great song that's out, Lee Boy Budget. I'm going to play that for you. Now, listen, I want you to take a listen to the song, and then I have another song that's coming up by independent artist Nias Miller, Dark Trap. But right now, this is going to be by Lee Boy Budget. And he has a YouTube channel, and I want you guys to check out his YouTube channel. It's named after him, Lee Boy Budget, B-U-D-G-E-T, Lee Boy Budget. I want you guys to check out the song. Everybody is loving on his song. It's all about the hustle, great people. It's all about the hustle, hustling for something great, something good, not trying to hustle and get over on nobody. Hustling to make your dream come true. You know what? We can all hustle and make our dream come true each day, one day at a time, one day at a time. So listen. If you do something towards your dream today, you're going to get one step closer on tomorrow, right? So listen, each day, this is what I do. This is my recipe. This is what I do every single day, every single day. I always have my list, what I'm going to work on and what I'm going to do for that day. And so I start with the most important thing at the top, and I go down from there. And so listen, by the end of the day, I get most of the things done, and sometimes I don't get what's ever near the bottom. A lot of times I don't get that done, but that's okay because it filters over and it trickles over to the list for the next day, right? So listen, you guys, this is independent artist Lee Boy Budget. Y'all check this out and check out his YouTube channel, Lee Boy Budget.
I know you wanna make them. God go bless your hustle. God go fight for your hustle. Lele, cause whatever you do, just make sure you do good. To your neighbor, so to your neighbor, so my brother, they your lane. Cause me serve, they my lane. Making another cup in the body. Making another cup in the body. My brother, they your lane. Cause me serve, they my lane. Making it a cup in the body. Making it a cup in the body. Cause at the end of the day, my brother, oh, I know how. Hey, I know how. Hey, I know how. Cause at the end of the day, my brother, no, I know how. Hey, I know how. Hey, I know how. Make I hear you something where you never know. Make you never jam your house. Cause now you there put food for table, low. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know good time for trouble. Cause I be man where they like to bubble. Ask me why I make you ask you goggle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I done September, yeah, come. I done cool down. One bottle, another round, yeah. Make you jah hello. I done September, yeah, come. I done cool down. One bottle, another round, yeah. Make you die, yeah. My brother, they your lane. Cause me serve, I dey my lane. Make you no go drop no body. Make you no dey cup in the body, yeah. My brother, they your lane. Cause me serve, I dey my lane. Make you no go cup in the body. Make you no go cup in the body. At the end of the day, my brother, now the Alua, oh. Hey, all the Alua. I need a new to the at the end of the day, my brother, now we all know. Eh, I need a new house. Eh, I need a new house to the bed. I say, nobody do like swagger. Nobody do all yourself, oh, oh brother. It's my fine sister. Omo, nobody think say you go young forever. You go grow me to Stella. Kaki no be later. Kaki no be leda, eh. Ade sempe, yo koko, ade kulu down, yeah, yeah. One bottle another round, oh, make you jah yellow. Ade sempe, yo koko, ade kulu down, yeah, yeah. One bottle another round, oh, make you jah yellow. My brother dey your lane, cause me self I dey my lane. Make you no go drop no body, make you no dey cup in the body. My brother, they your lane. Cause me serve, I dey my lane. Make you no go cup in the body. Make you no go cup in the body. At the end of the day, my brother, now the Alua. Eh, on the Alua. Eh, on the Alua. So the bebe. Cause at the end of the day, my brother, now the Alua. Eh, on the Alua. Eh, on the Alua. So the bebe.
All right, all right. That is independent artist Lee Boy Budget Listen, let me tell you something. I got some music, more music that's coming up by independent artist Nias Miller. Nias Miller. And so you heard the first song was Summer Rain Unplugged. Summer Rain. Love that song. He wrote and produced the song. He's on the lead saying, I like when artists give me all the details. I've had artists come across on the network, and I am telling you, I'd be in the middle of a Boss Jam musical salute, and they'll come back and say, well, you know, I ain't singing the song. Somebody else singing the song. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying up in here? Listen, listen. Y'all get my drink. Set my bar up. I didn't even have my gumbo rum. Y'all set my bar up and get it together over there. Look, George, George Jetson, listen. And Bart, what are you doing in here? You know, the kids from Studio B, they always come in here. No, you cannot say anything on the radio, Bart. Go over and sit down and get yourself together. Listen, listen. So this is coming up. This is Be Yourself. It is Dark Trap, Be Yourself, featuring Kelly Anderson. See, I like the way Mr. Miller is very professional. He's giving me all the details and information. I love that. So this is featuring Kelly Anderson. It is Be Yourself. This is an awesome song as well. Listen to it. It is awesome. I love it. The track is phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. I want you guys to take a listen. This is Be Yourself, Dark Trap, I'm sorry, Dark Trap. Once again, it is Be Yourself, Dark Trap. So listen, I want you guys to check this out. It is a great song, and I really enjoyed it. It is phenomenal. I know you guys are going to enjoy it as well. Take a listen to this.
Yourself, everyone else is taking. Work your style, never apologize or fake it. Gotta be me. Be yourself. Shine your life, make it so others can embrace it. Set your sights, live every day like you can taste it. Gotta be me. Gotta be yourself. Just gotta be you, 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 nobody but you. Just gotta be you, 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 you. Just trust yourself, believe in you. Be yourself, see how far you can take it. You're enough, never give in, you have to face it.
Begin,
just begin. Your mind, and you can make it. Focus on your prize, and you will take it. Dream out loud, speak your truth, brand your style.
Only you can be you. Set your aim, see you through. Dream out loud, speak your truth, brand your style. Just gotta be you, 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 you. With every fiber of your soul, you can take control.
Just gotta be you, 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 you.
Don't move like anybody else, make your path your own.
Can get hard, but you get it.
that was written and produced by independent artist Nias Miller. Nias Miller, who is a New York singer, bass singer, songwriter, and producer. And he likes to combine different genres into his art. His musical fluidity springs from loving different types of music, and through this result is unconventional. It's unconventional. So listen, he got some great music. And I'm going to say this again. I would highly recommend. I'm not sure where Nias Miller is in his career, but listen, I would recommend that he do America's Got Talent or, you know, American Idol. I really would. He's got a great voice. He is phenomenal, and I think he would really, really do exceptional. Now, listen, let me tell you something. I would even compete in different competitions. I really would if you're a little too nervous to do go that large or go that big. Listen, you know what? And never be – here's a life lesson. Y'all know I always give a life lesson. Never be afraid to go too large or go too big because you never know where it's going to take you and where you're going to end up. Let me tell you something. A long time ago, I met a young lady. Her name is Cheryl. She's just like my sister. She's just like my blood sister, right? And so she had a dream, and she had a passion. She had a vision, a mission to produce and write this series, a television series. It's called, well, it started out as a YouTube web series. It did very well, called Fight for the Family, Fight for the Family. I've been knowing Cheryl for a little bit now, a long time, a couple of years. And so listen. She's been doing Fight for the Family, and it's been painful because of the finances and trying to get that thing really out there. And then one day, a reason I'm telling you the story, save the story, one day I was thinking about Fight for the Family, and I said, you know, I'm going to get on board and help Cheryl. You know, and it wasn't of myself. It wasn't just me saying I'm going to do this. It's different when God or the universe, however you want to explain it, God steps in and gives you that inkling when God is speaking, that gut feeling. I know this is meant for me to do this, to help this lady. And so, listen, I jumped in all feet in, and I called and I said, listen, Cheryl, I'm going to help people fight for the family. And she started weeping and bawling. She says, you know, well, I was just giving up and throwing all everything in the trash. And let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened. Everyone I talked to about Fight for the Family and sent them an episode loved it right off the bat, And she doesn't have any idea how huge Fight for the Family is. Everybody loved it. I talked to the reps on Channel 62. They love it. Everyone loves the show. They love it. They love it. They love it. So listen, now she's doing a pilot. She's getting her sponsorship. She has a package together for her sponsors so that she can raise funds to do another season. She's about to do another season, which will probably be next year. She'll go into another season of filming, and it's not going to be on YouTube. It's going to be you know, televised. And so now it's on Comcast. I got to put on Comcast under HoodX, and it's been going. It's all in all different cities. My God, I don't even know how many. I haven't got the complete list. It's about 7 or 8 different states where Fight for the Family is being seen. Not only that, let me tell you something about Fight for the Family. It is a phenomenal show. It is incredible. And then she says to me, she texts me the other day, she says, Adrienne, I don't know how to pay back, I don't know what to do, yada, yada, yada. And then she says, but you know what came to me? She says, I'm going to make you a paid executive producer. And I wasn't expecting that. I was doing it because I had that gut feeling to do what I'm supposed to do to help her, right? And then she turns around and says, this is what I'm going to do for you. You're going to be a paid executive producer. Now, how in the world, you know, helping her, and then she turns around and does that. That is a beautiful thing. So listen, let me tell you something. With Fight for the Family, it is a huge show. Everybody loves it, and I am just psyched up and pumped up about it, and the contract is coming in the mail to me. It is going to become so surreal when I see that contract this week. It's going to be just like, oh, my God, this thing is really real. So listen, I am pretty much out of time, and the reason why I told you that story is because Nias Miller, don't ever dream too big. If you do decide to try out for a show that huge, believe me, you never know where you will end up. You never know where you will land. You know, it will take you to places that you never imagined or dreamed that you would be in. So listen, I am pretty much out of time. I get to do this all over again later on. It's been a stone cold blast. And y'all have a wonderful afternoon. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.